Good morning. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Great Day Vibes, owning the chaos, finding the calm. I'm your host, Brandy Bacolo, and I'm so excited to have you here for today's episode. I'm here to share some quick, actionable tips to help you live your best life. Today, we're diving into a topic that can completely transform how you approach your goals. You know what it is? Discipline versus excuses. Are you ready to stop holding yourself back and start owning your journey? Let's go. All right, segment one, I want you to understand the difference between the two. Discipline and excuses are two sides of the same coin. Discipline is choosing what you want most over what you want right now. It's doing what needs to be done, even when you do not feel like it. Excuses, on the other hand, are those little stories we tell ourselves to justify why we're not doing the work. Let's be real. We all make excuses sometimes. I'm too tired, I don't have time, or I'll start tomorrow. Any of them sound familiar? I've been there too. I remember when I first started working out. Well, I basically worked out my whole life, but anytime I would start a new program, I would make up my own rules. I would make excuses. If the program said to do it 6 days a week, I would say, nope, I don't like to work out on Wednesdays. I don't like to work out on the weekends. So guess what? I would follow that. And was I in good shape? Yes. But was I in the best shape? No. And guess what? I also was skipping workouts if I was tired or saying I would do it later. This was years ago. Back almost 7 years ago, I decided to stop making excuses. I decided to start following the program. And guess what happened? I became more disciplined than ever. And I know I talk about this literally in every single podcast. January 24th will be 7 years. I have not missed one single day. Why? Because I am so disciplined when it comes to working out. I know what it does for my mind. I know what it does for my body. That I literally never make an excuse. It's just what I do. So I want you to think about it. The problem with excuses is they keep us stuck. They rob us of progress and they hold us back from becoming the person we're meant to be. But here's the good news. Every excuse is a chance to build discipline. All right, let's move into segment two. Why discipline matters. Discipline isn't about being perfect or rigid. It's about consistency. Love that word, consistency. Think of it as planting seeds. Every discipline choice you make is a seed you're planting in your life. Over time, those seeds grow into results, whether it's better health, a stronger mindset, or reaching goals you've been chasing. Here's another example. When Brooke and I decided to write our book, I told myself, oh, I don't really have the time to sit down and write every day. That was one of the excuses I was making when we first started. But I knew deep down that writing this book mattered to us. So we set aside 15 minutes every single night. I would do the writing, then I would read it to her, and then we would make the adjustments. Sometimes I would only write a little paragraph, but little by little, it added up. That's the power of discipline. It doesn't demand perfection, just consistent effort. When you rely on discipline instead of motivation, you become unstoppable. Did you ever hear of Mel Robbins' famous saying, motivation is garbage? If you wait to be motivated, you are never going to hit your goals. Motivation comes and goes, but discipline stays with you because it's a habit. It's a decision you make over and over until it becomes part of who you are. Just like I was referring to with my workouts, that is just what I do. When I wake up, no excuses. It's just what I do. I'm disciplined. I get up, I get my body moving, and then I go on with my day. All right, so let's move now into segment three, turning those excuses into action. You want to flip the script when those excuses show up? Grab a paper and pen and write these tips down. Number one, call it out. When you catch yourself making an excuse, name it. Be aware. Did you notice change, guys? No matter what it is I'm talking to you about, being aware is step one. Awareness is the first step to change. For example, if you're saying, I don't have time to work out, pause. Hear yourself saying that excuse and ask yourself, is that really true? Or can I make 20 minutes to work out some part of my day? I bet you have those 20 minutes. And if you don't have 20 minutes, make it 10. Tip number 2, reframe it. Instead of saying, I don't have time, try saying, this isn't my priority right now. Be honest with yourself about what really matters. It sounds a little different, doesn't it? If you're saying, I don't have time, you're like, oh, it feels better. But if you say, this isn't my priority, and I'm going back to working out, this isn't my priority right now, how do you feel about that? You're not prioritizing you. You're not prioritizing taking care of yourself. You're going to look at it differently. Tip number 3, start small. Discipline doesn't mean doing everything perfectly. It means starting somewhere. I remember working with someone who wanted to drink more water, but kept saying, I forget. We started with a small action. We set an alarm to remind them to drink one glass of water after brushing their teeth. Then one step led to a habit that grew over time. It doesn't have to be extreme. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. If you want to start working out, get up and do 5 push-ups. If you want to start walking, go walk for 10 minutes. If you want to start journaling, journal 3 things you're grateful for, but do it consistently. Number 4 is focusing in on that why. Remember why you want this. Why are you starting? Your why is what keeps you going when excuses try to derail you. For me, one of my biggest whys for staying disciplined was my kids. Exercising is showing my kids what it looks like to make health your priority. I also want to be that grandmom that can get on the floor and help play with the kids. And I always wanted to be able to keep up with my kids. That is my number one why. And guess what? When I feel like skipping a workout, I think about the example I'm setting and it keeps me going. So do you have a why? Did you ever write down your why? Because when your why is stronger than your how, you will show up. I'm telling you, you will show up. All right, we're already moving into our challenge. So I have a challenge for you. I want you to identify one area in your life where excuses have been holding you back. Write it down. Now, write down one small action. So let me start that again. Think of an area in your life that you've been making excuses. Write it down. Now I want you to write down one super small action you can take. And do not wait until Monday. Do not wait until January. Do not wait until you feel like it. I want you to take that action now. Take that action today. You can take it today to practice the discipline. It doesn't have to be big, just one small step, that one step forward. For example, if you've been making excuses about not having time to meal prep, start by planning just one healthy meal, literally one healthy meal. Or if you've been putting off a project, commit to working on it for just 15 minutes today. You will be amazed at how taking one small action can create the momentum you need. All right, so if you're noticing, discipline is your superpower, and it's something you can build every single day. Excuses don't have to control your story. You have the power to take control one choice at a time. And remember, the only person who believes those excuses are you. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little push towards their goals. Until next time, keep showing up for yourself. And remember, it's going to be a great day. Have yourself a good one.